Is that the best the ball's moved all year?
I think it is. I think it is. I feel like our defense set the table more, but I hear you. I think we talk, you've heard me talk about it, I'm sure, too much. And tonight it caught on as a team. You saw it. It's just so empowering when the ball moves. I thought our defense really sort of set the table more than anything, though.
Brett, the third quarter, just
to
you guys come out flat. Your third
right.
quarter defensively, I mean, forced 10 turnovers, held them to 12 points.
Yeah.
That's what you saw.
And we talked about it. You know, it's like, rarely are we in situations toward the end of the game where you're looking up at the scoreboard and you see that type of margin. So we talk about that later. We've talked a lot about the Memphis, trying to learn from a Memphis game. If you look at just the situation you just said, the numbers bear out where we are poor starting third periods. And sometimes it's a NBA thing where, you know, it takes you a little bit of time to get moving again. We don't have that luxury. And we talked very candidly about that at halftime. And to the group's credit, they responded, you know, and they did it through their defense. They were reminded of how they started the game. I mean, I think that we all walk away from this game feeling quite good about Nerlens Noel.
Going back to what you said in the pregame, was he stomping his feet, or were you calling plays, or is he just...
He's stomping his feet. And he imposes himself on the game. And he did it all over the place, offense, defense. I think his stat line doesn't reflect the impact that he had on the game. Really, you know, you see 17 points and 11 rebounds and 5 block shots, 2 steals. His presence influenced a lot, because what the stats don't show is people, you know, not going to the rim to mean it, having to alter their shots. He was really very, very good tonight. By far and away, his best game as a 76er.
What's the difference when he doesn't have that? Is there something subtle, like he's not running fully? Like, what do you see that makes 17, 11, and 5?
It's like energy. It really is. Like, I'd like to be smarter and tell you something more clever, but I can't. It's energy. It's just black and white energy. He runs as fast as he can that way, or he runs fast as he can the other way, where he's in the game. You know, he's just engaged. He's a play ahead. He rotates and goes after things like we hoped he would. And tonight, he did more constantly than he has in the past. And so each game, you can grab a handful of minutes and say, wow, there's Nerlens Noel. Tonight, you grab the very large majority of all of his minutes, and he just played with that energy. And it might be a tiny bit more detailed than what I just said, but I don't think much more than that. He needs a big-time motor, and all of a sudden his A-plus athleticism has a chance to be seen.
How deep is the trickle-down for his energy? Could it, you know, he had 8 turnovers. Could that be part of your ability to control the ball?
Possibly. You know, I just think that what he did, you know, you feel good, or the surrounding cast, you puff your chest out, you just feel good, you like have that type of presence inside and behind you.
Fred, you're a 4-3 in your last 7 games. Do you feel confidence with the team now, coming up now, getting more success as you go along?
We can, and you know, the Milwaukee game and the Atlanta game, what we all learn is when you start getting wins, I speak for myself, you get greedy. You want them all. And, you know, you look at things a little bit differently. You see the world a little bit differently. And our guys, I think, are responding in that way, too, where you get a little bit greedy. You know, you want more. You see what the work that we have put in is building up, and you get rewarded for that with winning. And, you know, I think, by and large, the past, say 10 games, I think we've been pretty good, more than we haven't. Though that Atlanta game and Milwaukee game were disappointing, other than that, I've been proud of the way we played.
Right. I assume Tony will not make the trip.
Tony won't, and we will gonna give him more testing. There's a chance we may bring him to California and really sort of assess what is going on with his sprained knee, dig in a little bit more, learn more. I'm not in a position to talk any more than that because we just don't know. And once we do know more, we'll share that.
Turnover ratio, you guys have just kept the down low. I'm just about that aspect of the ball control and not having that right turnover.
It's a great point, and I'm looking at this on my way out here, and I see it said, this Sixers had zero turnovers between the 118 mark of the first period to the 340 mark of the third period, representing 21 minutes and 38 seconds where we did not turn the ball over. Now, for a team that leads the NBA in turnovers, that stat is monumental because it enables us to, although we're not a great shooting team, at least we got a shot at, you know, making more baskets than you wouldn't if you just simply don't get a shot. And so that's a big number. It's one of our Achilles heels. I thought that you know, Michael was fantastic leading us. He had 7 assists and 3 turnovers. And I think that, you know, to welcome our new point guard, Larry, into the mix and shake his hand and then, you know, give him 14 minutes 3 hours later and let him play the way he played, that was a fantastic performance by him, too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.